Wisberg says adequate regulation and parents' common sense can help ensure the safety of children's toys. The group's Trevor Hutchinson says toys are safer than they've ever been before, but there continue to be recalls. A list of potentially harmful toys can be found at the government website, safetoys.gov. On that website are also consumer complaints. One dated last year gripes about the volume on a pretend musical instrument, Dora Tunes Guitar by Fisher-Price.
Ready?
Retail store reviews say children love it. Parents may find the guitar annoying, especially since there's no way to control the volume. Wisberg says hearing experts recommend toys have a volume level less than 80 decibels. Another item in Wisberg's annual survey of toy safety was the Morphobot, made by Greenbrier International. Hutchinson says it tested as having lead levels above government standards.
This is a toy that you definitely want to make sure that you're paying attention to, and know that we haven't sent all the toys in the whole country to a lab. There are definitely toys on the shelves that could contain lead that aren't meeting the standards of 100 parts per million.
Other hazards Wisberg warned against: magnets that could be swallowed. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission reported that between 2009 and 2011, there were 1,700 emergency room cases nationwide involving someone who swallowed a magnet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.